Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us, please dial in 319-527-6204. And you can also call in your prayer requests at that same number. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory.
Praise be to God. Let Adonai, O Lord, my God. O Lord God, my Adonai. You are a great and mighty God. You have opened my eyes to see your greatness and your strong hand. What God is there in heaven or on earth who can do the amazing and powerful things you can do? Who can create a mountain? Who can make the deep where the waters rest far beyond anything we can see? Who can calm a storm with just one word? None other than you, Adonai. You are the master over all. You are the Lord above all. And you are deserving of the highest honor and praise. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. From this place where I'm at, yeah. I need an answer, and you know all the facts. I'm done all I can, tired of making mistakes over and over again. So I'm calling on you, and you always know what to do. So I'm praying to thee. When I get up, I'll stand in victory. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Take away the hurt. When I can't seem to make it work, I've done all that I can. Learn all your words, I'm ready to stand. So I'm hearing your voice, in silence and in melody, yeah. So I'm flowing in your will. All that I am, I have to fulfill. Oh, move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me. Yeah.
Amen. Praise be to God. In Isaiah 50, 4 through 5, in the New King James Version says, He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear. Amen. In Psalms 92:1, in the New King James Version says, It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. Psalm 62:1 in the New King James Version says, Truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. And Psalms 19:14 in the CSB says, May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Dear Lord, every day of our life is a journey with you. We will take time today to think, to pray, and to study your word. Guide our steps, Father, and keep us mindful that today offers yet another opportunity to celebrate your blessings, your love, and your son. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us and give us your opinions, your thoughts, or your comments on what the writer is saying, you can dial in 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
You shot me with your arrow of love. Love angel sent from heaven above. For so long I was searching for somewhere to belong. Then you came and caught me with stretched out arms.
Love is perfect in us. Praise be to God. Perfectionism is the attitude that tasks must be done faultlessly at all times in order for a person to be acceptable. And it's a terrible trap. The trouble with perfectionism is that, first, it misplaces a person's worth in their achievements rather than the identity Christ has given us. And second, perfectionists are usually so focused on their goals that they alienate their relationship. Finally, perfectionism is simply unsustainable. No one can be flawless 100% of the time. If you find yourself trapped by perfectionism, you may feel stressed, tired, and broken. But understand that Jesus has already been perfect on your behalf. Now, what he desires for you is simply to enjoy a deeper relationship with him and to join him in his purpose, humbly loving the lost and hurting in his name. God doesn't expect you to be perfect. In fact, he knows you cannot be. What he wants is for you to rest in his love and show his love to others. So stop putting standards on yourself that he never intended. You are actually missing his purposes completely. Instead, let go of your perfectionist tendency. Be transparent in your broken kindness and let his love flow through you. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, I know that to minister to others, I don't need to be perfect. Hallelujah. Just loving, let your love flow through me. In your son's name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is so, so true. God doesn't expect us to be perfect, because he is the only perfect one. So again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection, because my God is truly able.
And he's able.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He's able.
Able.
Hallelujah. Come to let you know that my God is able to set you free. my God is able, yeah.
Oh, I come to let you know, oh, that my God is able, yes, he is able to heal you now, yeah. Yes, my God is able.
I think you don't know.
I said, I come to let you know that the God of the Lord is able, yes, he is, yes, he is, able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free, yeah. My God is able. My God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able.
Sing it to them, heaven.
I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. Set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, in spite of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Came to let you know. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I tried it for myself, and I know that He's able to heal you now. Yes, my God. Let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God is bigger. Yeah!
Look at your neighbor, tell him it's able.
Able.
Come on, say it's able. What you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose, and is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord, call on his name, cause he's able, cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He is able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I can let you know that my God is able.
Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. We worship you. You able. You able.
Praise be to God. Dear God, nothing is impossible for you. Your infinite power is beyond human understanding. Keep me always mindful of your strength. When I lose hope, give me faith. When others lose hope, let me tell them of your glory and your works. Today, Lord, let me expect the miraculous and let me trust in you, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. And at this time, we got 14 minutes before our speaker arrive, and I will play another selection. My God was able, is able, and now my help. All of my help comes from the Lord. If you need his help today, Call upon him and say, Lord, I need you right now. Amen.
Oh, the sun shall not smite thee by day. what I'm gonna do.
Adonai, which means master over all. I humbly bow and ask for your forgiveness for failing to honor you as I should. I ask you to show me great mercy for the many times I have gone about my day without considering that you are the Lord and Master over all. How dare I fail to acknowledge your hand? How dare I attribute to man what I ought to attribute to you? Forgive me for my short-sightedness and lack of faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. We have 5 minutes, and in that next 5 minutes, I will play another selection, which will conclude our sweet hour of prayer. So right now, we are going to open up our hearts and let Jesus come in. Praise be to God.
Hypocrites professing to be Christians, lying and gossiping in the church. But I'm here to let you know that it starts with you, because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen. There may be times in your life when you don't know what to do. Everything is going wrong, and you don't know how you'll make it through. You try so hard. all your heart and with all your soul and mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And second, you should love your neighbor as yourself. You know, you don't have to look far to find your neighbor, because right here in church, someone is hurting. All you have to do is throw your arms around him and open up your heart and let Jesus come in.
Align our thoughts, actions, heart, decisions, and desires underneath you and your rule, so we can fully experience the blessings of your hand in our life, and so we can fulfill the destiny you have prepared for us. May we live out all of the days you have ordained for us, and may we discover the calling you have given us. Help us to see where we can share the knowledge of you with others, and how we can spread the love you have put in our hearts to those who need it the most. May your caring eyes watch over all we do. We ask you to empower us to impact the lives of those around us with your kingdom agenda. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. To God be the glory. And now it is time for our lesson. And at this time, our very own Barbara A. Amore is going to come with our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Amen. God bless you, Barbara. How are you this evening?
Good evening. God bless you. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
Blessed, thank you. To God be the glory.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else on the line with us?
Yes, God bless you, Deaconess Valerie. How are you this evening?
Good evening. Good evening, Sister Barbara. Good evening, Evangelist. I have a praise report. God is so good. And thank you, Evangelist and Sister Barbara. Thank you so much for being consoling and this, you know, in my time, in my trial. But tomorrow morning from 9 to 5, I'll be working until it's time to retire.
Praise
the Lord.
Yes, you deserve it.
Praise the Lord.
Right.
Mm. So what are you getting into?
I'm a housing specialist and I'm making a lot more money and I know what I'm doing.
Okay. Congratulations.
God is good.
All the time. Many blessings and success in your new job. All right.
Right, until retirement.
Thank you.
God is
able. I will. And thanks to you, I will continue to pay my time.
Praise
God. Yes, you're a good soul. I'm just wondering what God told me to do. No matter what.
No matter what. To God be the glory. All right.
So if all hearts and minds are clear, we're going to start. I'm going to open with prayer.
Amen.
Precious and Heavenly Father, it's once more and again, a few of your humble servants assembled to give you praise, glory, and honor on this pray one for another prayer line. God, we thank you for allowing us to come together to study your word, to learn more about you. I'm sorry. Hello. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Father God, we come together to learn more about you, to study your word, to get more enlightenment, Father, get more understanding. And so, God, we bless everyone that's on the line. Bless them as they come and as they go. Bless their families. Bless their futures, Father God. Bless their presence, Father God. And I pray that you would just open doors for Valerie as you have done so, and may she have success in this new job, that it will be everything that she wants it to be, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that she could ask of Jesus. Continue to bless her in that. And, Lord, we love you. We can't thank you enough. God bless Evangelist Hilda in all of her endeavors, whatever they may be, Father God. Bless me in all of my endeavors, come what may, Father God. Bless our families, bless our friends, bless our understanding, bless our enemies too, Lord God. We thank you for doing exactly what you're doing. We know it may not be what we want necessarily, but it's your will, and it will be done. So we thank you for that. And, Lord God, if there's anything I have omitted for the best of it, please make it come true. Forgive us of our sins, those of omission and commission. Deliver us from all evil and ignorance. And just continue to be the loving, unconditional, loving Father with favor and benefits, grace and mercy and compassion, kindness and generosity, and most of all, your presence. So we thank you for that, Lord God. And all these blessings I ask in the matchless name of your Son and our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And I receive that in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to continue our study. We're at chapter 42, which is page 284, with the second division, talking about the full deity of Christ incarnate. So the person of Christ incarnate is the topic of this particular lesson. Section A, he possesses attributes that only God has. What does that mean to anyone?
He possesses attributes that only God has.
So does it mean that whatever God has, Jesus also possesses those same gifts?
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Exactly. So eternality, number one. He claimed to exist from eternity past. We see that in John 8 and 58 and 17 and 5. Omnipresent. He claimed to be everywhere present. We see that in Matthew 18 and 20 and 28:20. Omniscient. What does that mean? Valerie, what is omniscient?
I'm knowing everything.
Exactly.
Wait.
He showed, huh?
Okay, yes.
He showed knowledge of things. What are you saying?
Yes, he knows everything.
Yes. He showed knowledge of things that... I didn't hear that last part.
Showed knowledge of things that could only be known if he was omniscient.
If he was what?
Omniscient. Everywhere.
You're muffled. I don't know if you're on speakerphone or something.
He showed knowledge of things that could only be known if he were omniscient. If he was everywhere.
All right. Okay, he showed knowledge of things that could only be known if he were omniscient. You just read the first sentence. Matthew 16 and 21. Luke 6 and 8, 11 and 17, John 4 and 29. And he's omnipotent. What does that mean, Evangelist Hilda?
Omnipotent.
It's not, yeah. Hold it. It's not omnipotent. It's omnipotent.
Omnipotent. He has all power.
Okay. What does that mean? Has a power.
He could do anything he wanted to do because he has the power to do it.
All right, young lady.
Okay.
Evangelist, Valerie, what are you saying?
All power is like we have our leaders and they're drawing us to Christ, but he's got the power to save and to fill us with the Holy Ghost and to resurrect us like he did Jesus, give us new life, give us eternal life. That's powerful.
Yes, it is. Omnipotent. He demonstrated and claimed the power of an omnipotent person. And we see that in Matthew 28 and 18, Mark 5, 11 through 15, and John 11, 38 through 44. Other attributes of deity are claimed for him by others, such as immutability, Hebrews 13 and 8. What does immutability mean?
Mm-hmm. Immutability.
I don't know.
Immutability.
Evangelist.
I don't know. I just said I don't know.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Immutability.
You know, I should have been the first one to say what it was if I knew, but if I don't know, I
don't
know.
Okay, so you know.
Immutability.
if you guys are going to talk while I'm trying to tell you, you're going to miss it, and I'm going to have to keep repeating myself. Immutability means he cannot change. And we see that in Hebrews 13 and 8. But these cited are claims he made for himself. All right? So let's go back and look at the scriptures that they point out. Evangelist Hilda, John 8 and 58 and 17 and 5. Then Valerie's going to do Matthew 18 and 20 and 28 and 20 in that order, okay? First John.
Yep. Could you say that again, Matthew 28
You
and
have
20?
The book in front of you, right?
Okay, let me see. That's Mark, John.
And 28 and 20. So we're going to look at John first. John 8 and 58.
58 says, Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. Before Abraham was even born, I am.
Ooh, praise be to God.
What does that mean?
He's saying that before Abraham was born, he was already here.
Okay. All right. Valerie, you have a comment on that?
No.
Okay. Mine says, believe me, said Jesus, I am who I am long before Abraham was anything.
Mm-mm. Wow. That is.
And now, power.
All power.
Evangelist 17 and 5, John.
5 says, now, Father, bring me into the glory we share before the world began. Amen.
Amen. Wow.
So he's asking the Father to bring him into glory before the world began. And in other words, before they created the world.
Right.
Amen.
From eternity, the glory that they had in eternity.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
So now, Deaconess Valerie, we're going to Matthew 18 and 22. What's that?
We lost Valerie. Well, the call got dropped. Okay, she was supposed to read what,
Matthew 18 and 20. We'll give her a moment.
Okay. Wow. I was 17 and 5 was just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Because,
18 and 5. Yes.
Yeah, because commentary said, I just love the commentary. The commentary says,
what
before
say?
Jesus, it says before Jesus.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second, please.
Okay.
Hello? Yes. Okay, sorry about that. Did Valerie come back?
No.
Maybe okay, so we're going to, what were you saying?
No, I was talking about the commentary on John 17 and 5. And it was saying that before Jesus came to earth, he was one with God. And at this point, when his mission on earth was almost finished, Jesus was asking his Father to restore him to his original place of honor and authority. Jesus' resurrection and ascension and Stephen's dying exclamation attest that Jesus did return to his exalted position at the right hand of God. So after
Amen.
He was after Stephen's death. Ooh, that is so powerful, so powerful.
Glory to God. I know, I know.
Yes.
So you want to take a look at, So you want to take a look at Matthew 18 and 20?
Okay. You got to go back to his mom. 18 and 20. Okay, it says, "For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am here among them." Oh, there she goes. Praise God.
Oh, well, back.
I'm sorry.
All right. So we were just reading Matthew 18 and 20. Welcome back. So if you would, you could take 28 and 20, Gallery of Matthew. 28 and 20.
Matthew.
Thank you, David and Matilda.
You're welcome. Right. 28.
Okay, Matthew 28 and 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have done. Amen.
I can hear you.
We can't hear you.
You are coming in and out.
Is your phone charged?
I have it on the charger. Could you hear me better now?
Yes, much better.
Okay. All right. 28:20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I always. Amen.
Amen.
Not again, but thank you. Any comments about that? No?
Oh. Yes.
Okay. What's that?
All right.
Evangelist Hilda, did you say yes?
I didn't say anything.
Hello, could you hear me?
You're in and out now, but we hear you now. Now we don't hear you.
Valerie, are you on speaker?
Let me just listen.
Oh. Are you on speaker?
Valerie. Wait, I don't know why I can't hear
you. Can you hear me?
Turn speaker. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so my question is, are you on speakerphone?
Yes, I am.
Okay, if you take it off speaker, I think it stops going in and out.
Okay. Or something. Hold on.
Well, I'm going to read while you're fixing whatever. Okay, 28 and 20 says, "Then instruct them in the practice of all I have commanded you. I'll be with you as you do this, day after day after day, right up to the end of the age."
Mm.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
I just want to read the part above that. It says, "Jesus, undeterred, went right ahead and gave his charge. God authorized and commanded me to commission you. Go out and train everyone you meet, far and near, in this way of life, marking them for baptism in the threefold name, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Huh. Then, again, instruct them in the practice of all I have commanded you. I'll be with you as you do this day after day after day, right up to the end of the age. Amen. So
Amen.
What is that telling
us? He's telling us to go out and spread the good news to all age, throughout all nations, and even
right.
until he comes back.
Right. Right. Just as he commanded us to do.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we are to go out and evangelize. We to spread
Amen.
The word of the good news. That's
Amen.
What he's saying.
Yes.
All right.
Is that,
so now let's,
was that the Great Commission? Was that
that's
the Great Commission?
Yes.
That's what it is. So omniscience, section 3. We're going to look at Matthew 16:21. Luke 6 and 8. Valerie, are you able to still go through the scriptures with us?
Yes, if you can hear me. Let me see if you can hear. Could you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Hear you. We can hear you.
Okay, so what chapter is that again? 28 again?
Matthew
16,
verse 21, and then Luke 6 and 8. And evangelist Luke 11 and 17.
Okay.
And John 4 and 21. Okay, thanks, Valerie. 16 and 21, Matthew. 16 and 21.
Okay, 16 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed. And be raised again the third day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said Luke what?
Then
Luke 6 and 8.
Let me read mine that came from Matthew 16 and 21. And it goes through 22.
Okay.
The title is You're Not in the Driver's Seat. Then Jesus made it clear to his disciples that it was now necessary for him to go to Jerusalem, submit to an ordeal of suffering at the hands of the religious leaders, be killed, and then on the third day be raised up alive. Peter took him in hand, protesting, "Impossible, Master, that can never be." But Jesus didn't swerve. "Peter, get out of my way. Satan, get lost. You have no idea how God works." Mm-hmm. Amen. I just wanted to share that part. I went to 23. I'm sorry, but that's not right. Okay. The next part.
Out of my way.
Lady Valerie, is Luke 6 and 8.
Luke 6 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
Be not ye for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before the acts of him.
Amen.
Jesus was saying that because beggars, because the children are not beggars. God said he wouldn't have us begging for a piece of bread. But I think what they were doing is repetitious prayers, and Jesus said, don't be like them. They're like hypocrites. They,
mm-hmm.
they just think that, you know, they just think they might be heard for that many prayers. But, you know, it comes from the heart. God, he doesn't even hear the sinners at times, the word says.
Amen. Thank you. And so now we're going to look, evangelist, at Luke 11 and 17.
Okay. 17 says, he knew their thoughts. So he said, any kingdom divided by civil war is doomed. A family splintered by feuding will fall apart.
Mm.
So any kingdom divided by a civil war is doomed. A family splintered by feuding will fall apart. So in other words, he's saying that, you know, not to, if you divide yourselves, then it's going to be war against each other. So he's telling them not to divide themselves.
Amen. So, Valerie, you want to add to that?
What the word also says, divided we fall, united we stand. A kingdom, you know, needs to stand together, and we don't, you know, we fall. Where there's one or two, God is in, two or three, God's in the midst. Where there's a thousand shall chase, one at the right hand should chase a thousand. And at the 10,000 at their right hand, 1,000 at their left, united, we are strong.
Okay, I want to read what the message says, and it starts at 17.
Mm-hmm.
It says, Jesus knew what they were thinking and said, any country in civil war for very long is wasted. In other words, for one side fighting against another, right? A constantly squabbling family falls in pieces.
Yeah.
If Satan cancels Satan, is there any Satan left? You accuse me of ganging up with the devil, the prince of demons, to cast out demons. But if you're slinging devil mud at me, calling me a devil, who kicks out devils, doesn't the same mud stick to your own exorcist? But if it's God's finger I'm pointing that sends the demons on their way, then God's kingdom is here for sure. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So that's when they accuse them of being Satan.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
John
was the
4 and 27.
The Pharisees,
what's that?
Right? It was the Pharisees accusing him.
I believe that's who it was in that particular portion.
Yes. Okay. John 4,
John
29
and
says,
29.
Yes. It says, come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could he possibly be the Messiah? Absolutely. That's the woman there. The woman at the well, when she ran back to the village to tell the people, come and see a man who told me everything about what I
everything
did.
About
everything.
Yes. God. Thank
yes,
you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Now let's go to Matthew 28 and 18. Valerie. And Mark 5:11 through 15, Valerie. First Matthew 28 and 18.
Matthew 28 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. And then he said, Luke, is it Luke or Mark? Mark, right? Mark, right? What did you say?
It's
Mark.
Mark 5:11-15. Mark 5:11-15.
Okay. Okay. Mark 5:11-15.
Mm-hmm.
Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They that there were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea.
Wow.
And that was it, 14 or 15? 15.
That was
and they that
11,
fed,
15. 15.
And they that fed the swine bled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting in cold and in his right mind. And they were afraid.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Sitting in his right mind. My God. Thank you. And now evangelist.
Yeah, Jesus called that unclean spirit out. Jesus called the demons, these unclean spirits by name. I think he called it legion. And it came,
yeah,
it came out a very unclean person. And it was
why
many of them. Because it was many.
Yeah.
Many
yes.
legion for we are many.
It was many.
And it goes
so
back to Jesus, right?
What?
That spirit, that unclean spirit, talked back to Jesus and asked Jesus. Because those unclean spirit, when they come out, they really want to go back in. But this man was all cleaned up. So the spirit, the legion said, could we go in the swine? And the Lord allowed it. And the herd just went wild, violently ran down a stream, a place in the sea, deep place in the
sea.
And drowned.
They died anyway because they need a body to survive.
They choked in the sea.
Yeah.
Well, they were in the swine. So they had a body, but they were also in the water.
But wasn't it the swine that died?
It was the swine and the demons within the swine.
Right.
The spirit that was within the swine died. As well as the body that was possessing them, the pigs themselves.
Right.
Amen. Okay, so we're going to look at John 11, 38-44, evangelist.
Okay. 38 says, Jesus was still angry as he arrived at the tomb. A cave with a stone rolled across its entrance. Roll the stone aside. Jesus told them. But Martha, the dead man's sister, protested. Lord, he has been dead for 4 days. The smell will be terrible. Jesus responded, did not I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe? So they rolled the stone aside. Then Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father, thank you for hearing me. You always hear me. And I said it out for the sake of all these people standing here so that they will believe you sent me. Then Jesus shouted, Lazarus, come out. And the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound in grave clothes, his face wrapped in a head cloth. Jesus told them, unwrap him and let him go. Amen.
Praise God.
Beautiful. Yes.
So he did all of that, not for his sake, but for God's sake, for the people's sake, to see that God sent his son to save us from sin.
Right. And let me read this portion beneath it, 45 through 48.
Amen.
And the title is The Man Who Creates God's Signs.
Mm-hmm.
That was a turnaround for many of the Jews who were with Mary. They saw what Jesus did and believed in him. But some went back to the Pharisees and told on Jesus. The high priest and the Pharisees called a meeting of the Jewish ruling body. What do we do now, they asked. This man keeps on doing things, creating God signs. If we let him go on, pretty soon everyone will be believing in him, and the Romans will come and remove what little power and privilege we still have.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
That's all they was worried about, the powers and the possessions that
Ooh.
They have. They wasn't worried about. They were not worried about Jesus and the people. They were more worried about, you know, losing everything that they worked so hard to get.
Amen. That's what
they forget is Jesus who gave them everything they got. Well, God did.
But they didn't even really acknowledge him, let alone God. They didn't even, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't give him the credit. They didn't even give him the credit.
Mm-mm.
So we're going to look. Thank you. Valerie, Hebrews 13 and 8, if you're able to.
Hebrews?
13 and 8, yes.
Okay. Hebrews 13 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
That reads, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever.
Mm-hmm. Amen. What do you think about that?
Well, the way I think about it is we got our own laws and principles, rules and regulations, but what God said years before Christ, before Christ came, the word of God said, what God said will stand, won't change, and we can't change it. We can't make wrong right.
Oh, God.
We have to live by the word of God.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
The word of man. Yes. And we can't change it much.
Nope.
We can't. No. We gotta stick close to the manuscript.
Amen.
Exactly. We do
have
a manuscript.
Mm-mm.
And I like to read, it starts at 7,
okay.
13 and 7 through 8.
Amen.
It says, appreciate your pastoral leader.
You get a chance to take a look close up at the acceptance level of
the way they live and let their truthfulness instruct you
because
their truthfulness. There should be a consistency that runs through us all. For Jesus doesn't change. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, he's always totally himself.
Amen.
So some people say things have changed. We're living in a modern world and society is different now, and so we change with the time. What do you think?
Yeah.
About changing?
What I just said. The people say that we change with the times. We're living in a new world now. And, you know, what is written in the Bible was good for back then, but it doesn't apply now.
Oh, yes, it does.
Wow.
Everything that happens back then is happening today. We are supposed to continue to follow God's commands. Jesus name.
I think that our world will change. We need to go along with these changes for the good, for the betterment. And just like with technology, if it's good, we should adapt to change, to the speed, to the accuracy, to convenience. But the word of God doesn't change. We have to implement that in our new world and within the different eras, within our changes and the way we go through life. We have to still keep the Holy Commandment, the food to the Spirit. The word of God doesn't change.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
So what he said back then still applies.
Amen.
We may be under grace, but we still have to be obedient to God. Okay, section B. He performs works that only God can do. One, forgiveness. He forgives sin eternally.
Mm-hmm.
Men may do that temporarily, but Christ grants eternal forgiveness. Right? Mark 2, 1 through 12.
Okay. There we go. Mark 2, 12. When Jesus returns to Capernaum several days.
Can you mute your phone for a moment while he's talking in the background?
No, I'm going to go to another room.
When
Jesus returned to Capernaum 7 days later, the news spread quickly that he was back home. Soon the house where he was staying was so packed with visitors that there was no more room, even outside the door. While he was preaching God's word to them, a paralyzed man on a mat, they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd. So they dug a hole through the roof above his head. Then they lowered the man on his mat right down in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "My child, your sins are forgiven." But some of the teachers of religious law who were sitting there thought to themselves, "What is he saying? This is blaspheming. Only God can forgive sins." Jesus knew immediately what they were thinking. So he asked them, "Why do you question this in your hearts? Is it easier to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or stand up, pick up your mat, and walk? So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and go home." To 12, right? And the man jumped up, grabbed his mat, and walked out through the stunned onlookers. They were all amazed and praise God, exclaiming, "We never seen anything like this before. To God be
God
the glory."
What do you think about him, Jesus, telling the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven"? Thoughts about that?
Well, to me, he forgave him of his sins right then and there. So once he forgave him of his sins and the man believed in his heart that he forgave him of all the sins he committed, and he told him, "Get up and walk." So his faith is what made him get up and walk. Even though, yes, you know, he didn't, I don't think he more concentrated on his sins, but I think he concentrated more on his faith in Jesus to make him walk.
Ooh, beautiful.
Wow. Yes.
Lady, Valerie, what do you think?
Well, I realized that when Jesus did these miracles to just show us how powerful God is, that He's a miracle working God.
Yes.
And
yes,
to strengthen our faith and our belief in God.
Amen. Praise Amen. Them. Yes. Wow.
Yes.
That was beautiful, Val. Beautiful.
Yes, yes. And that's talking about forgiveness.
Yes.
All right. And it says men may do that temporarily, but mm-hmm. Christ grants eternal forgiveness. So
Amen.
Once Christ forgives you, you're given for life, forever,
yes,
eternally.
Praise
Amen. Mm-hmm. Number two, life. He gives spiritual life to whomever he wishes. Valerie, would you read John 5:21?
Sure, John. Okay. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickened them, even so the Son quickens whom he will.
Amen.
Okay.
Well, you know, the word of God says, many are called, but few are chosen. God chooses. God knows who he could trust. Just because we're calling on him, like we started out saying that, you know, don't be like that. Just repetitious prayers and the holiness on the outward. But God knows exactly who he could trust. And he chooses us. He calls us out of the world.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
does Christ.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
And Christ is able to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
Even so, Son quickeneth whom he will. And when we talk about quickening, usually is raising, is resurrection, raising from the dead.
Okay, so I'm asking another question.
Or make it fast.
So, Valerie, what do you mean by repetitious prayers?
Well, like the Catholic does with their rosary. Like the Catholic. Like the Catholic does with their rosary.
Okay.
You know, they got their systematic prayers. You know. And two, you know, sometimes people like to pray so eloquently and to be seen and to be heard. Those are the type of prayers God is saying. He wants a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He wants to hear from us, you know, a genuine prayer.
Amen.
Okay, he shows us in the Word how to fast and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Anoint your head and wash your face. Because the Muslims, they do all kind of stuff. But the Word of God tells us to anoint our head and wash our face and fast and pray. And not
when
be seen of man. Not when when we feel like, you know, we're fasting, like we're hungry or something. But we're not to be seen of man for pity because we're fasting or, you know, for any type of reward. We want this connection with God.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Evangelist, we're going to go to section 3, talking about resurrection. What is resurrection?
When he raised you from the dead, you're dead, and then God raised you.
Amen. Born to new life, right?
Oh, yes.
Or not born to, restored to.
Restored.
New life.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So when I read that little sentence, I want you to look at John 11 and 43, Evangelist.
Okay.
So it says, he will raise the dead.
Mm-hmm.
This is what God, Jesus can do, works that only God can do. He can forgive. He can restore to life. He can resurrect. He can pass judgment.
Amen.
Amen. So talking about resurrection, John 11 and 43, Evangelist.
43 says, then Jesus shouted, Lazarus, come out. Amen. Come out.
All right. All right. And that was read already, but that's fine. That's what they want us to do, read it again. So,
amen.
Resurrected to life. That was Lazarus. Dead for 4 days. To
yes.
the point that he was stink. And Jesus called him out. And he came hopping out.
That's
of
right.
the tomb.
Because he was all
right.
Wrapped up.
Yep. In gray clothes. All right. Let's look at number 4, judgment, and I think we'll stop right there.
Yeah.
Got 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's enough.
He will judge all people. Mm. John 5:22-27. Again, all of these examples are things he did or claims he made, not claims other made of him. So all these things he did are claims he made, not claims other said. Amen. So Valerie, let's take a look at John 5:22 and then 27, please.
Okay. For the Father judges no man, but have committed all judgment unto the Son, and have given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man.
Amen. So who's going to do the judging?
Jesus Christ. God
Amen.
Has delegated that to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Exactly. And 27?
And I've given him authority to execute judgment also because he is the Son of Man.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
He is Christ. Just
yes,
because.
Mm-hmm.
Just
yes.
because he's the
yes.
Son of Man.
Woo!
Just
Praise
because.
Be to God, just because.
And mine says, and mine says, it's urgent, starting at 25.
Okay.
It's urgent that you get this right. The time has arrived. I mean, right now, when dead men and women will hear the voice of the Son of God, and hearing it will come alive. Just as the Father has life in himself, he has conferred on the Son life in himself, and he has given him the authority simply because he is the Son of Man to decide and carry out matters of judgment. So the judgment, as has been said so well by Valerie, is going to be on Jesus. He's going to do the judging.
Hey,
all right?
Yes.
He's going to do the judging. And that's another reason why we need to follow him.
Yes.
Right? Absolutely. He's going to judge us.
Yes,
so we're
going to
put a pen in it right here.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions before we sign off?
I think I love
well, I
this
just want
message
to say
tonight.
That.
It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it's
beautiful, right?
Yes.
To God
yes,
be the glory. Yes. So good. So good.
I just think, Sister Barbara, sometimes we go through some things where we can't help just bringing our faith into it, exercising our faith. Like when my mother died, all I could do is lean on the word and just, I felt the comfort in it and just knowing that she's going to go to a better place. She's going to be in the Lord with God now. And I got, and the confirmation was that she turned her life around. It mm-hmm. wasn't in her youth. It wasn't as a young mother. It was at the end of her life. She just went. She just mm-hmm. grabbed hold of Christ. Mm-hmm. And I when I said that, you know, she was a nurse and she would tell me I don't have long. And when I said, mm-hmm. accept that she was passing on, I said, Ma, just slip away with Jesus. And mm-hmm. I just left her with a smile on her face.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I just wish I could have stayed longer. That's the only thing we hope for, not a little bit longer.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know. God bless
her. I just felt my whole body and soul just leaning on that person, that concept that she's in a better place. I mourn for a minute, but it can't hold me. Death can't hold me because I know she's in a better place.
Absolutely.
Right. She's not suffering, and she was suffering down here.
Right.
In a better place.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to close in prayer. I'm going to ask Evangelist to close us out in prayer for now.
Amen. Precious and Heavenly Father, once again, we come to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and to thank you, Lord God. Thank you for our teacher tonight, Lord God. Thank you for everyone participating, Lord God. Thank you for the lesson, Lord God. Thank you for opening up our eyes to see and our ears to hear what thus says the Lord, Lord God. Thank you for sending your only begotten son to die on the cross that for our sins that we may have eternal life through him, Lord God. Thank you for life. We thank you for strength, health, wisdom, and understanding. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives, Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing in our families' lives, Lord God. Thank you for guiding us in the way that you would have us to go. Let your will be done in each and everything that we do within your will, Lord God. We thank you again, Father, for everything. And you already
Hallelujah.
Know, Lord God, what is in our hearts, Lord God. Let mm-hmm. your holiness wrap your loving arms around us, Lord mm-hmm. God. Continue to guide us in the way that you would have us to go. Forgive us for our sins, Lord God, present, past, and future, Lord God. Mm-hmm. We are not perfect. You are the only perfect one, Lord God. Thank you for loving on sinners like us, Lord God, and forgiving
Thank
us
you.
For our sins. Thank you for just being who you are, Lord God, mm-hmm. almighty, powerful mm-hmm. Jesus, Lord. Thank
Jesus.
You for Jesus, thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that is indwelling inside of us, Lord God, to guide us in the way that you would have us to go, Lord God, that he would never leave us. You said in your word, Lord God, that you would never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God, and we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for those that we come in contact with, Lord God, that we are able to spread the good news about you, Lord God, that someday
mm-hmm.
one person, even if it's just one person, Lord God, will say, what must I do to be saved, Lord God? We thank you for that person, Lord God. We thank you for just guiding us, loving on us, and leading us, Lord God, to your kingdom. And we ask all these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you heal
Hallelujah.
Us, healing, and touch
God,
those touching, Lord
Thank
God.
You.
Wrap your loving arms around them. Someone, Lord God, yes. down in the nursing homes and hospitals, prison cells,
Lord,
juvenile halls, Lord God, homeless ones, Lord God, those who don't have, Lord God, we ask that you bless them with something, Lord God, but just continue
That's
to
all.
Love on us, Lord God, and continue to guide us in the way that you would have us to go. And we
Hallelujah.
Ask these blessings
in the mighty name of your son. Lord God, I for one more thing, Lord God, I ask that you bless my pastor and first lady, Lord God. Reverend Bolden and Deaconess Bolden, bless our son, Ms. Barbara A. or more, Lord God. Bless our music, Jake, Lord God, and bless our associate pastor, Reverend Price, Lord God. Continue to bless every one of our homes, our families, our loved ones, Lord God, and continue to guide us in the way that you would have us to go. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. And bless you too, Evangelist.
When you're praying, the words just keep flowing and flowing and flowing, and you don't want to, constantly keep asking God to touch someone, to
have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Jesus.
Oh, my Lord.
Have your way,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus,
for that beautiful prayer. And I just want to say that I text Pastor Kathy today. We want to keep her in prayer, too. And she was at work.
Amen.
I think she was. I called her and left a message and texted me back to say, yes, I was at work. And she and Pastor Stephen are doing fine. All right? So just keep them in prayer, all right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Praise
thank
God.
You, God.
Well,
so,
I
ladies,
know,
thank you so very much.
She loves you. On every
and
Thursday.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming this evening.
Yes,
you said Thursday, you're here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Love you. Love you both.
Love you,
hugs
ladies.
And kisses.
Love you too. Now she's going to go kiss that puppy.
Coming to both of you. All my hugs and kisses and them. And she goes looking at me like I'm crazy.
Give him a hug
for
me too.
Time to go. Okay, have a blessed night.
Have a blessed night, ladies.
You
love you guys.
Love you.
Okay. Love you too.
Stay safe.
We are out. Praise God.